Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So you know baseball always keeps these really weird stats, which
I
love.
There's thousands and thousands of them.
I love it. So the Royals game is over. I'm not going to tell you who won. There were runs scored by both teams, but Cags did get two home runs, his first two home runs ever as a Major League Baseball player.
So good.
So the stat was announced just a moment ago that Cags is the fourth Royals player all time to hit each of his first two home runs in the same game.
That's so fun.
Man, they keep stupid stats.
Love it.
But I love it. The Buss family is entering into an agreement to sell a majority ownership of the L.A. Lakers to Mark Walter. By the way, they are not selling the entire team. This is their portion of the team.
How do you sell a portion of the team?
Well, the Buss family is the majority owner.
We're
going to
keep three players, you keep five.
let me rephrase. Their stake in the team.
You get the net on the left. No. We're going to cut down the net on the right.
No. So the Buss family, I believe, owns a majority of the team, if I'm not mistaken. They are selling, they're going to keep a minority share of the team, about 15%,
okay,
for a period of time. But they are selling the bulk of the team to Mark Walter for $10 billion.
That's just a piece of that pie.
That is correct.
Okay.
Wow.
Did you see we have a tanker that overturned on the railroad tracks in Platte County? Missouri 45 is closed today near Farley due to an overturned tanker truck in Platte. And I think I read on someone else, one of the news websites, it's carrying liquid nitrogen and leaking diesel fuel.
Oh, that's good. Nice mix.
Missouri 45 is shut down between Main Street in Farley and Grass Pad Road just north of the village. The highway will remain closed while crews offload the liquid nitrogen, which is used for fertilizer, onto another truck. Quoting here from a captain with the Platte County Sheriff's Office, "We don't have any risk to the public right now." The tanker was leaking, but they were actually a little more concerned about the diesel fuel that was leaking out of the tanks than the fertilizer. Look, describe that. Because if there's a train coming, we're all in trouble.
Well, I'm sure the track has been closed.
My God.
But yeah.
Thing is literally perpendicular across the tracks.
I wouldn't come anywhere near that thing.
No.
That does not look good.
No, it does not.
The family of the woman who was killed in a shooting after the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl rally in 2024, The family of that woman has filed a lawsuit. It was filed yesterday in Jackson County Court against the city of Kansas City, Missouri, as well as Union Station, the Sports Commission, and other event organizers, and the suspects, Dominic Miller, Lindell Mays, and Terry Young. They also did go after the company that sold the gun and the ammunition.
Did you hear the video that we first sort of tried to bring you yesterday that has gone viral of a passenger on a flight from New York City to Kansas City. She just went nuts. She pulled another passenger's hair, was just saying awful things to this woman she was seated next to.
About her boyfriend.
A bunch of other passengers had to intervene. She was then zip-tied by the crew with the help of these two men that stood up to get her to calm down. Apparently, she's an artist in New York that works with huge brand names like Adidas.
This is the woman that went crazy?
The woman that just went cuckoo on this flight to Kansas City. She's been arrested, by the way, and charged with, I think it was aggravated assault, obstruction of governmental administration, resisting arrest, disorderly conduct, three counts of third-degree attempted assault, second-degree harassment with physical contact. And if you were on that flight, God, we'd love to hear from you if you're on that flight. You did not get home until 1 a.m. They were supposed to be home at like 10. They got home at 1 a.m. because they had to stop. They had to drag this crazy woman off the flight.
Well, and you were saying yesterday, and I agree with it. You asked me yesterday, you know, as a man, would you have intervened with what she was doing? And there was a texter who wrote in, and I really echo this sentiment. When you're on a plane, all bets are off.
I agree.
The rules change on a plane.
Look at her struggling against them. They're all, at one point, one of the passengers says, can we get some help back here?
Oh my God, she is crazy.
Because she's just unhinged. And, you know, you would like to think that you would help, but I don't know anymore.
She's laughing as she's being detained.
At one point, you guys, she grabs onto this woman's hair and just starts pulling. And you hear this person in the background go, let go of her hair. And she goes, I'm not touching her hair. But she says it as she's pulling the hair from the scalp of this woman.
Oh, my gosh. The woman whose hair is being pulled is amazingly calm.
Scott, this goes on and on and on.
There are two men behind her who are trying to restrain her and get her hands behind her back. There's a, I almost said stewardess again.
Southwest employee.
A flight attendant or somebody.
Like, bring me the zip ties.
Who is in front of this crazy lunatic. What gets in one's head?
They took her first, I think, for evaluation.
You think?
Yeah.
She needs to be put away.
She started kicking seats in the plane. Her next court hearing is September 3rd. They must be backed up. No comment from Southwest Airlines.
An 80-year-old man who drove a Mercedes-Benz down the historic Spanish Steps in Rome early Tuesday could not explain how he ended up stuck.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
The man tested negative for alcohol, was fined on the spot for driving down the iconic monument in the center of Rome. Police say the man, who is a resident, was not sure how he wound up driving down the steps. Authorities did not release his name nor confirm if the car, the Mercedes, was his. I've been to the Spanish Steps. I don't know how you could get to the top of them and drive down them.
Well, in the movies they do. Like, that's always the great chase scene.
There's a road nearby, but it's not like right on top of the steps, if I remember correctly.
Are you going to go see Mission Impossible number 96?
You know, I've never seen... Tom Cruise is one of my favorite actors. I love his movies, and I've never seen... And we were talking about this the other night. We're going to make a point. Do not movie shame me. You are movie shaming me right now.
I am picking...
Your jaw
up off the desk. I'm not shaming you. Let me just say a couple of things.
Okay.
You like crazy chase scenes, things exploding, yep. 007 style, where you don't even know, like, guns and bombs are flying. Yep. He's suspended off a mountain, and then he falls on top of a motorcycle and speeds off at 150 miles an hour through narrow cobblestone streets. You will love.
I know.
You got to start with number one. Your mission, if you choose to accept. It is so cool. And then the little disc self-destructs. You know, after you choose to accept your mission, it goes pew, and it goes away. And then he goes off and kills bad people. Usually terrorists, usually Russian.
We decided that we are going to start with episode one.
It is so.
And work our way through.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, stop talking. Amanda, hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, hi.
You were on this flight?
Hi. Yes, I was the one that sent you the video a couple days ago.
No way. Okay, we're going to start, and then we have to take a break, and then you have to stay with us and tell us, what was the first thing that happened that you knew something's going on?
She was trying to shove her bag in the overhead bin, and things kept falling out, and she was getting mad about that.
Things were falling out of her bag?
Started. Yes.
Hmm. Well, that's her fault.
Yeah, the flight attendant was trying to help her, and then she started going off on the lady behind her.
Okay, all right. Amanda, can you hold the line?
Yeah, stick around for just a second, Amanda. We're going to bring you back after the break.
Okay.
All right, 913-586-7798. Don't forget, tomorrow at 5 o'clock, it is Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances here on KMBZ.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So we were telling you the other day about this flight from New York back to Kansas City. Was a Southwest flight where this woman, thankfully she's a New Yorker so as to not embarrass us, just completely lost her mind. We've already given her a lifetime membership on Jerk Air. She's welcome anytime she wants on our airline, but probably not on Southwest. This woman completely lost control, had to be zip-tied, taken off the flight. She is now criminally charged. Is due back in court in September, and Amanda in Overland Park was on that flight.
Amanda, I've watched the video. Can you tell us how long did this go on? Because it feels like a really long time.
Yeah, it felt like a long time because she started going off on the lady behind her for no reason. Our flight was like half empty, so like I had a whole row to myself. She had a whole row to herself. You didn't have to sit by anybody if you didn't want to. And she started going off on the lady. And I was like, hey, lady, why don't you just be nice? And then the lady turned around and looked at me and started calling me names and saying I couldn't get a boyfriend. I was like, lady, I've been married for 20 years.
Amanda.
You're the one she said that to.
We can't even repeat some of the things she said to you.
No.
Did she appear intoxicated?
She didn't like stumble like she was drunk or anything, but she was must have been on something.
And what? Go ahead, please continue.
Oh, no, sorry. Go ahead.
What led her to grab the hair, and she grabbed it with incredible violence.
Yes.
The hair of the woman in the seat behind her.
Yeah, she grabbed it and she was spitting on her.
Oh, that's where the assault comes in.
Well, yeah. The hair.
And she also, but right before all this happened, the flight attendant in the back said, ma'am, you need to sit down. And she wouldn't sit down. And then they're like, ma'am, you need to get off. They had already locked the doors. And then they unlocked him and said, no, ma'am, you need to get off. And she wouldn't get off. And she kept going off on the lady behind her for no reason, claiming that she didn't want to sit next to her because of her weight and her size.
Which you said there's plenty of room on the plane. She didn't have to sit next to anyone.
No, she probably could have had two rows to herself if she wanted to. But she chose to go off on the lady behind her and then assaulted her. And she also hit, there was a Southwest employee that got on the plane and was asking her, ma'am, you need to leave. And she was on the phone with somebody. And then she got like smacked in the face, her glasses fell off. And she's like, we need to get police here now. And it took forever. And then they said, everybody get off the plane. So we got off the plane and we waited and waited. And all of a sudden we hear some screaming and they put her on a wheelchair, but we're not sure. And then she came out on a stretcher. Like, I don't know if
at one point she was screaming. At one point, Scott, she was screaming, you guys are already past the point of no return. You're past the point of no return.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Well, I feel bad for you, Amanda, and the passenger next to her that just took a verbal assault.
I feel so bad for her. She was like, I don't know. I just feel so bad for her.
Yeah.
And when they brought the lady out, we tried to hide. We tried to stand so that the passenger that got assaulted wouldn't see her when they put her
right.
back, you know, walked her back with the, but it seems like it took forever for security or anybody to get there.
You know, if the day ever arrives, Amanda, that they have to remove me from a plane on a stretcher and I have not had a medical condition, I'm having a very bad day.
Yeah.
And you guys got home at 1 a.m., Amanda?
It was after 1 a.m. I kept having to call my mother-in-law. So at like, I don't know, it was like 8:30. I texted my husband. I was like, hey, I'm boarding. And then all of a sudden, it's like,
no, I'm not.
He's out at scout camp with my son. And I called my mother-in-law. She was supposed to pick me up. And I was like, well, I think we're going to be delayed. And then I called her again. And then I texted my husband again at like 9:30 or something or some other time. And I was like, we're boarding. He's like, well, I thought you already boarded. I was like, no, because he finally called me back after he turned his phone on. I was like, what the heck is going on?
Well, one of the like, men, yeah, at one point, Scott, these two men step in because I think they're waiting on staff. These two men step in. Yeah. One of them is white. One of them is black. And she screams, oh, I'm sorry, black guy.
Oh.
She's yeah. just off her rocker.
Did you see that part, Amanda?
Yes, the guy, the black guy was sitting right across the aisle from me.
Oh,
he jumped out and restrained her.
Yeah. Did you just, like, I would cower and be stressed out. Like, I don't like situations like that, but you seem really calm about it.
I did. I was a little shaky, and then one of the ladies on the aisle across from me was like, just don't interact with her, because I was like, I don't want to get banned from flights either. I want to just get home.
Yes. Well, and that one poor woman got the saliva and spit all over her face, Scott. So that's, she's going to prison. I don't know if this is mental health, if this is substance, if like all of the above, like, I don't know.
Could be a mixture of both.
You're going to be wearing orange for a while. It's like 3 or 4 counts of assault.
That lady had been, somebody said, if you don't sit down, you're going to go to jail. And she's like, I've already been there.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
That's not something to brag about, ma'am.
And did you want to get home so you could see the boyfriend you would never get?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God. Amanda, we're so sorry, but, like, I've watched the video. I posted it on my Dana Wright KMBZ account because it's just awful. But also, it's like a train wreck. You have to kind of look.
Yeah, I don't want to disappoint you, but there's rumors that she's from Missouri.
Well, but she's not anymore. She's from New York, and let's keep that in mind.
Yes. Yeah.
She is. She is. She's there, and I don't know, somewhere on her website, it said she worked for this big major fashion company, and they came out and said, no, she does not work for us.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
No.
She was apparently very well regarded in the fashion, or was it fashion or art industry,
some
or something
sort of
like
fashion.
That.
One of her clients was Adidas, Amanda.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Shein has stuff of her designs on their website.
Yeah. Well, she's going to be wearing prison slides now.
Yes.
Nice. Yeah. Well, Amanda, we're glad you're okay.
Thank you.
Sorry for the insult that you had to be subjected to, but
that's okay. My husband and everybody thought it was funny.
But at least you had quick wit, and you came back with, "I've been married for 20 years."
And yeah, I think I have two kids too to prove it.
Right on. Well, Amanda, yeah. Thank you for the call. Thank you for sending the video in. Fascinating to look at and bizarre, uh-huh. to say
you're
the
welcome.
Least. All right, yeah. We'll talk soon. Be well.
Thank you.
Okay. You know what I can only imagine.
Can I get some snack mix, please?
Do you have nuts on this slide? Yes, you do. The only thing I can imagine, if Amanda's right, and there are rumors going around that she's originally from Missouri but now lives in New York, is that she was coming to town. I can only imagine a couple of reasons why: to visit family,
yeah.
go to a high school reunion, or visit friends. And none of those three things are going to happen now, because you're cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Speaking of, you could not have teed that up any better. What was your favorite cereal growing up?
Growing up, no, not no. now.
When
but
we come back,
up.
I want everyone to think about it, because General Mills, which I think is the largest producer of cereals, has just announced they are discontinuing three, and dare I say, people are in a tizzy.
My favorite currently is Crispix. I like Crispix.
What are you, 104?
No, it's a very
tasty.
You
have tasty... to throw some Old Bran in there, maybe no. some Mueslix.
No. I like Honey Bunches of Oats, too.
I can't believe you eat Crispix.
What? Crispix
is... pay for it with a check.
Crispix is not an old person's cereal.
All right, when we get back, I'm going to tell you the three they are discontinuing. And then we want to know what was your favorite growing up.
All right, quick break. Quentin Morris, Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks, here on KMB.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Easy. So the woman who was arrested on that Southwest flight is named Leanna Perry, and she does live in Brooklyn, New York.
However,
she's...
I don't know. Wait, stop. I don't know what's worse. The fact that she actually has roots here, or the way that the media is describing said roots. But go ahead.
She is originally from, Leanna Perry is originally from Lee's Summit, Missouri.
Lee's Summit.
Lee's Summit.
And would you like to describe that fair, fine city of Lee's Summit for our listeners,
so
Scott?
So the International Business, what's the name of this publication? Business Times, refer to it as a small Midwestern city.
She is from, Q, the small Midwestern city of
Lee's Summit. Mm-hmm. Not the Kansas City suburb of Lee's Summit, but the small Midwestern city of Lee's Summit.
Okay. Okay.
There's no, you can't win, so don't fight. Okay. There's no winning. All right, back to cereal.
Okay, back to cereal. What was your favorite growing up, Q? You go first.
I'm a real big fan of Honey Nut Cheerios.
Okay.
Put little banana slices in those.
Nice.
Old.
And then Honeycombs also would be.
Honeycombs be the, big. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Remember that commercial when we were growing up? Honeycombs. Okay. Old Man Parks.
My favorite cereal as
Plain Oatmeal.
A wee lad was.
Plain Oatmeal.
You're such a jerk.
Good for your teeth. What easy
was
on the palate.
What would not oatmeal? What? Cream of wheat.
It was Cream of Wheat by Quaker Oats. That's right.
Keep some regular.
With the remember the Quaker character on the
yes,
cover?
Yes.
Old Quaker guy.
Also rice cakes.
Yep.
I liked anything with a lot of grain in it.
You're not helping your point here, buddy.
All brand.
Big All Brand fan. Do you remember All Brand growing up? It looks like worms.
Yeah.
My grandpa would eat it.
Brown worms.
And it tasted like twigs.
I was
off of a tree.
I think I was more partial to grape nuts.
Oh, God.
I'm kidding. My favorite cereal as a child was Lucky Charms.
Frosted Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
All right. Hold, please.
All right.
General Mills quietly discontinues three cereals that fans loved. Really quick. So many of us reach for cereal today that the market size for cereal reached 41.12 billion in 2024. It is projected to hit 50 billion by 2030. But more people are opting for cereals that have lower sugar and higher protein these days, forcing cereal makers to find new formulas and new ways to package their products. And here we go. General Mills is now discontinuing three.
I liked Cocoa Krispies too.
Oh, I did too, which will surely be a disappointment for these fans. Someone posted this on Instagram a few days ago when everyone went nuts. The first of the batch to go, Q, is Honey Nut Cheerios Medley Oat Crunch, which debuted in 2013.
Who knew it was even there?
At the time of this writing, the cereal already appeared sold out online at grocery retailers. Scott, have you not been to the cereal aisle lately? There are 96,000 kinds of just Cheerios.
It's glorious. Two of the three boxes of cereal in my cupboard are Cheerios.
A desperate consumer left a comment on the official product page of General Mills website saying, "I've been scouring my local stores for the best Cheerios of all time. They're gone. Please don't discontinue Honey Nut Cheerios Medley Oat Crunch."
Is it different? They're not getting rid of Honey Nut Cheerios because we have, that's one of the boxes in my closet.
That's one of their best selling. Would you look up the top 10 best selling right now, Q, please?
I can do it.
So Honey Nut Cheerios Medley Oat Crunch is the first one they're getting rid of.
Oh, Crispix.
The second to get the axe is Chocolate Peanut Butter Cheerios, which made its debut in 2017. There's been a lot less consumer fuss over that. The third is Honey Nut Cheerios Minis. Didn't know that existed or that we needed it, which are, as the name would suggest, a smaller version of the Cheerios we already know and love.
Great. Would you care to guess any of the top 10? Hang on, let me get the list. Here we go.
I think Honey Nut Cheerios has to be number one.
Honey Nut Cheerios is number two.
Honey Bunches of Oats. Oh, it's so
honey
good.
Honey Bunches of Oats. One of my favorites is four.
Rice Krispies?
Not in the top 10.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is number five.
Ooh, why are we missing? Is just plain Cheerios number one because
Cheerios
toddlers eat it?
Cheerios is number one.
Yeah, that's why. But it's not because people like it. It's because the toddler market
I like Cheerios. I had a bowl of Cheerios
last
night.
Yeah, I mean,
night.
Cheerios are fine. They're fine.
Don't go knocking on Cheerios.
But if you took out the toddler market, where you just put them in a little bag for your like, 2-year-old and 3-year-old to suck on.
To choke on?
It would bring it down a notch, is all I'm saying.
Okay, keep going.
Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops is number 7.
Is Fruity Pebbles on there?
Mm. Fruity Pebbles is number 10.
Ooh.
You're missing a couple, and a couple that are obvious.
Raisin Bran.
Nope.
What's the one with the athletes that used to be on it?
Oh, Wheaties.
Oh, Wheaties.
Nope.
No?
All right, I'm going to put you guys out of your
misery. Corn Flakes? No.
No.
All right.
Okay. Fruity Pebbles is number 10.
Okay.
Life still hangs in there.
Life!
Who knew?
Mikey likes it.
Life comes in at number 9. Here's an obvious one that you missed. Number 8, Frosted Mini Wheats. That's a good one.
Oh.
Lots of fiber.
Tastes like...
No.
Tree bark.
That's Maya's favorite cereal.
Remember it used to come in just one brick?
It was a big giant one. You had to break it up. Then they had to come out with Frosted Mini Wheats.
Ugh.
Fruit Loops is number 7. Number 6. Can't believe you guys missed this one. Lucky Charms. Number 5, Cinnamon Toast.
You want to hear a weird fact about Jonathan Weir?
He loves Lucky Charms?
He separates his Lucky Charms.
The marshmallows? He separates them out?
Yes.
Okay.
Number 5, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Number 4, Honey Bunches of Oats. I don't know how you guys missed this one. Number 3, and I would argue the most famous cereal.
Fruit Loops?
I've already told you Fruit Loops was number 7.
Oh, I stopped paying
Is
attention.
Is it Fruity Pebbles?
Frosted Flakes.
Flakes. They're great.
Number 2 is Honey Nut Cheerios, and number 1 is Cheerios.
I think about Frosted Flakes, and I can't feel my feet anymore.
They got to bring
so
back.
Much sugar is no, in
they
those
gotta,
bad
They
got
to bring back the cartoon cereal commercials. I miss Tony the Tiger. Where did he go?
He's still on TV.
When was the last time you saw, like,
not too long ago.
Cereal not Cheerios. Cheerios always has sweet ad campaigns. But I mean, like, an old school, like, Snap, Crackle, Pop. Where did the Snap, Crackle, Pop people go?
When's the last time you watched something that would be on a TV show?
Oh, bingo. Yeah, you're right.
Bingo.
You're not in the ad. They don't care about you anymore.
You're right.
Wow.
Well, they do. It's just
I'm not
watching that.
No, they don't.
You're right.
You've aged out.
Threw my back out laying mulch today. I'm out.
You've aged out of the cereal market. They don't want you anymore, said Quinn. They don't want you anymore. Wow. Fun fact, there is actually no honey and no nuts in Honey Nut Cheerios. It's from the text line.
That sounds like an incoming lawsuit,
right?
Doesn't it?
You mm-hmm. said I got honey and nuts.
There is neither. Tony the Tiger was on commercials recently with Shaq. Great question. Will we lose the colors in our cereal when these dyes are gone in the next couple of years? You might.
Yeah.
You might.
How do you feel about grayish Fruit Loops?
I mean, you want to talk about a cereal that's got a lot of dye in it.
A lot of gray in those Fruit Loops. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Boo Berry is just gone.
Well,
because the color blue does not exist naturally like that.
Will Toucan Sam turn gray? Is that what's going to happen?
Possibly. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Hurricane Eric has made landfall on the western coast of Mexico. It arrived there as a Category 3 storm. No reports of any death, but they do say it is a life-threatening storm. Thieves in England keep stealing street signs for Daddy Hole Lane because apparently it sounds rude. Locals in Devon say the sign disappears all the time, forcing the city council to constantly replace it. There are souvenir hunters, quoting here from Councilman Nick Bai, there are souvenir hunters who seem to be quite fascinated by the title of Daddy Hole Road. The peculiar name is believed to go back to Old English times where Daddy was a name for the devil.
Okay. I've got one for you. You know my favorite band, 49 Winchester, that, you know, played 2 sold-out nights here at Knuckleheads, and then they just shot into the stratosphere. They're now touring with, like, Post Malone and Jelly Roll and all of these great artists. So, okay. 49 Winchester, fun fact, does not reference a weapon at all. the guys all met as part of my favorite group and started jamming together on Winchester Street. It's literally a street on what's the, my gosh, the county line. I'm in so much pain, I can't think of my favorite song.
Well, they're from Virginia.
Yeah. So the Russell County line is one of their famous songs, and Annabelle's my favorite song. Anyway, the reason I tell you this is because people keep stealing the Winchester sign.
Huh.
49 Winchester fans are now actively going into Russell County on the Russell County line and stealing the street sign that says Winchester.
They're from Castlewood, Virginia, and it is in Russell County.
Yeah.
It is in the very far western parts of Virginia.
Either play Q, either play Annabelle for us or Russell County line, because Russell County line is so good. Oh, I love this song.
Your heart weighs on a tension, we both fell apart.
Oh my God, I love
I don't even know who you are anymore.
Oh, I love that song.
Honest to God, I don't.
But I love them so much, I wouldn't steal a road sign. It's kind of funny that other people have. Wouldn't be my thing, but.
Well, that's like in, what, Denver, a highway 420, it was a problem.
Okay, we got it.
Well, they should have thought about that. Well,
you know.
Seven men have been charged in connection with the theft of millions of dollars worth of jewelry. And by millions, I mean 100 million.
Wow.
From a Brinks semi-truck in Lebec, California. It was a rest stop in 2022. Stolen were $100 million worth of gold, diamonds, rubies, emeralds, luxury watches that were being transported from an international jewelry show near San Francisco. It is considered by the DOJ to be the largest jewelry heist in American history.
Where was it stolen from specifically?
It was in a, it was at a rest stop in Lebec, California, L-E-B-E-C. The jewelry was in the back of a Brinks semi-truck.
Okay, follow me here. Okay. How does one know there's $100 million worth of jewelry in a Brinks truck? You know what you could not steal from a Brinks truck? $100 million, because it would weigh too much. You couldn't physically carry it. You couldn't get away with that much money. Literally, you could not carry it. So how does one know, I'm sure authorities are wondering, how someone knew there was $100 million in jewelry, which you can make off with easily if they're diamonds? It's an inside job, right?
Not necessarily. On July 10th, of 2022, the suspect scouted the Brinks truck leaving an international jewelry show in San Mateo, California, with 73 bags. Those bags contained the millions of dollars in jewelry. The suspects then followed the truck for about 300 miles to Lebec.
But how did they know to even case that truck? Someone had to say to them.
Well, they knew there was a jewelry show.
Right, but just because I know there's a jewelry show in town.
Right.
Doesn't necessarily mean that I know there's going to be a Brinks truck there loaded with jewelry leaving. There is inside knowledge written all over this.
Well, anyway, the driver took, they drove about 300 miles to Lebec. The truck stopped at a rest stop, and there, one, two, three, four, five, six, at least six of them are alleged to have stolen 24 of the 73 bags from the back of the truck. I don't know how they
without
broke into
a it. Single witness. The robbery crew stole 24 bags filled with Rolex watches and got away with it for 3 years.
Yep. They also stole.
Until those damn kids got involved.
Yeah. Thank you. Scooby.
They would have gotten away with it too.
They also are alleged to have stolen about $250,000 of Samsung electronics in Ontario in March of 2022 and $57,000 worth of Apple AirTags.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't you just AirTag the AirTags?
Why wasn't there AirTags in those bags?
Great question.
Oh.
Do you know how funny it is that someone made off with AirTags? I'm sorry, that joke writes itself.
Well, that's true.
Shouldn't Apple know where those are?
No, that is true. And then this story, kind of a play off one of the stories we had yesterday. Traditional TV just hit a new low. For the first time in history, streaming services had a bigger audience than broadcast and cable channels combined. That is according to official U.S. viewership numbers from May. And in a poetic twist of timing, Netflix has just announced its first ever deal to broadcast traditional channels and live television. So Netflix is trying to get into the YouTube TV game.
Huh.
Let's see what else we got here. Yeah. According to Nielsen, May was the first month ever where streaming was more popular than cable and broadcast combined. YouTube leading the field, followed by Netflix, as far as streaming is concerned. And apparently Netflix is teaming up with some company called TF1. It's a French TV giant. The streaming platform will host all five of its traditional channels, along with more than 30,000 hours of on-demand content. Okay.
Oh, I love this song.
Who's this?
Is this 49 Winchester? 49, not 29.
I said 49.
They said 29 Winchester.
49 Winchester. They're actually really good. They're really good.
You know, once I was doing a live report, this is an honest to God true story, and I said the robber, I said something to the effects of the robber apparently waved a 350 Magnum. And one of my cop buddies goes, did you just say 350 Magnum? And I said, well, that's what it says in the release. He's like,
that's a 350.
That'd be 350.
Quick break for the news. Got here it. On Dana and Park.
Down with the gun lingo.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.